Doctor Who, the crossover of legends, the cause for Carol, episode 2.
Is anybody hot in here?
Positively sizzling. Doc, let's get out of here.
Yes, I agree.
Doc, you okay?
Fergus,
Doc! Doc, your sense of timing is as lousy as ever. Wait up!
Play my game. Knock, knock.
All right, who's there?
Doctor Who.
Let go of me!
I said shut up! The pain's bad enough without having to listen to your annoying voice. Pull the staff from the stone. Are you listening to me, huh? I'll teach you some respect. Thomas, don't be dead. Don't be dead. No, don't be dead.
You're the Doctor, and I'm the Master. The only difference is, you're about to die, and I'm about to live.
That's the way to treat an old friend. What do you think of playing at,
I'm coming with you, Doctor.
You're what?
I only
what?
Feel safe with you.
In that case, I won't let you down.
You have been lucky. London has been spared for the
people of London will be exterminated. We are superior force. You are inferior.
That is not true. We are equal to this force.
So what exactly is a
K-9? A K-9? He's unique.
Correction. I am Mark 4, K-9 unit. Now confirming that my status as unique is erroneous.
This new form, this young Delfran in his first regeneration, I no longer need you. So I, the Master, can afford for the first time in centuries to kill you outright.
I'm leaving. She don't even care.
Of course I care. I make no promises.
Doctor, how can I give you a visit?
How are things?
Not too bad.
Oh, very good. Now that I've grown up to speed, you mind showing yourself?
Sorry, got a bit lost back there. How are you?
Well, as good as one can be once basic runs own past self. Hi, Russell, did I really look like that?
You tell me, Doctor.
Well, I suppose it must have been. You'd be my ninth regeneration, I think. The one the Master didn't catch as you play with the Black Guard.
I beg your pardon?
No, never mind future adventures and all that. Still travelling with Chloe?
No, not exactly. Not anymore.
Yes, I think I'm starting to remember. So you'd be with Jenny here, Jennifer Langan, am I right?
Well, yes, for the time being.
Good luck, you'll need it.
I can't say that things look like I'll improve. I've met Destina.
I beg your pardon?
Destina, who's one of your companions, isn't she?
I don't know anybody called Destina.
She's the reason I contacted you. She came to Jenny and I in the TARDIS asking us for help. I'm in your TARDIS now.
You be careful with her. She's had a rough time recently.
She's having an even rougher time at the moment. She's under the distinct impression that you're dead.
She is? I am? Well, that's news to me at any rate.
Duck, wake up. Now I do recognise that voice. Our favourite Whippadoor's back, I see.
Glass, I'm fading away. I'm going to be waking up. Well, it's so nice to be here. Try to keep in touch.
Wait, I need to ask you something. Where have you been taken?
Doc, wake up, will you? You want me to slap you?
Oh, that's all I need. Be raised from unconsciousness by a wet flipper in the face.
What happened?
I was just about to ask you that. Why are we outside?
We were lucky they only kicked us out. As cliffhangers go, I know that's not much of a resolution, but it did make a nice change from last-second rescues at the brink of death. Doc, why did you pass out? I mean, you didn't even touch my cocktail.
Oh, just a nostalgic trip through my past. I think we're in a great deal more trouble than I first suspected.
What, just because you fell unconscious?
Especially because I fell unconscious. That was one of my past selves trying to contact me.
Not the one with the coat.
No, later than that. Anyway, if my own past is trying to contact me, then things must be very troublesome indeed. Am I mistaken, or are there more people around here than there were before?
I think there's a sale on or something.
Last minute Christmas rush?
Well, at least you got your wish for snow.
Yes, so I did. But there's something not quite right about it.
I know. And for some reason, I just can't play. That's it. It's not cold enough.
Excellent, Frobisher. Top of the class. It's almost like you'd imagine snow to be in a fairy story. Nothing like the freezing muck you usually get.
Hey, that's my home you're talking about.
I've been to Xenon, and there's no snow to be seen anywhere.
Yeah, but I'm a penguin, too. Snow to us is like, water.
Actually, snow is...
Don't bother.
Well, whatever snow is, it's certainly not this stuff. I think we should look around and see what's happening.
Is
Damn, I lost him.
You mean you made contact?
Briefly, but his companion pulled him out before I could ask him where he was.
Gee, nice companion. Know who they are?
I think it was Frobisher. I'm not sure they are in my future after all. Although how we're going to get hold of that future again will be tricky.
What's wrong with the telepathic thingy? Can't we just hang up and try again?
Not really. I was lucky to find him the last time. Who knows who I'd find this time? No. There's only one thing for it. It's risky, but it might just work.
What are you going to do?
Come on, Jenny, back to my TARDIS. I'm going to have to reverse the polarity of the neutron flow.
Reverse the what?
Pretty much everything, really. Come on, old girl.
What are you doing?
Ejecting my future self's TARDIS. After then, my TARDIS should be free to rescue myself. Work, will you?
Pardon?
This control won't... There! Let's sort that out.
What caused that, then?
I think the TARDIS was just as unsettled by meeting its future self as I was.
Now what?
Well, I suppose we'll have to try and track some time traces of where they were taken. Then again...
What?
My future self said they had no idea on who Destina was. Perhaps we may have more luck if we investigate her.
So we're giving up on your future self then to find this girl who thinks she's his companion?
Well, if my hunch is correct, one should lead to the other. Now, the TARDIS records all messages coming and going from here, so hopefully I can use that to identify its source.
Well, you can certainly tell it's nearly Christmas.
Yeah. Pity we both know it's not real.
Yes, Victorian London was real at this final Christmas. In tacky pantomimes, perhaps, but not reality. But still, an excuse for a celebration.
Yeah, right. Whatever.
Did I ever tell you that Christmas is my favourite time of the year?
I wouldn't be at all surprised.
I mean, stereotypes aside, Christmas has always been a fun and exciting time. All the presents, all the goodwill.
All the car accidents, all the fighting relatives.
Ah, you're a pessimist, my dear Frobisher. I prefer to see the glories of Christmas rather than its misgivings. It's just a shame that when time travelling, one never finds the time for Christmas.
Let's be thankful for small mercies.
But still, we're here now, aren't we?
Please tell me you're not going to sleep.
The holly, but at the tree before my spirit falls again. Feel up the stocking, I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. Because we need little Christmas, right this very minute. Candles in the window and carols at the spinach. Yes, we need little Christmas, right this very minute. Not a single flurry. Santa dear, we're in a hurry. Climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. Because I've grown a little leaner, grown a little colder, grown a little sadder, and I've grown a little older, and I need a little angel sitting on my shoulder. We need a little Christmas now. Because we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, a ringing through the rafters, and we need a little snappy, happy ever after. We need a little Christmas now. We need a little Christmas now.
Yeah, well done, Doc. We have just successfully filled the weird requirement for this adventure.
Ah, typical Frobisher. Not seeing below the surface.
Hey, not all of us are omnipotent Gallifreyans that tend to know everything and not tell everyone else.
The fact that I was able to sing that song, and the fact that everyone around you was able to join in a harmonic chorus, surely should clinch the fact that we are certainly not in the real world any longer.
Wow. Great plan, Doc. Now we know for certain something we knew anyway.
Well, any opportunity for a song and dance. Did you think I did really well with the choreography back there?
Lord help me, I'm traveling with a Bob Fosse doctor. Where'd everyone go?
That's what I said.
I suppose that's what they think of your choreography.
Well, someone liked it. Look!
Hey, someone stayed behind.
Once again, you're stating the obvious.
Obviously. And obviously, she's running away.
Well, obviously, we have to stop her. If anything, she might know what's going on. Come on!
Deja vu.
Pardon?
Deja vu.
What? You've been here before?
Oui. And if I'm right, I'll be here again.
So where are we?
I have no idea in the slightest.
But you said...
It's a general sensation of familiarity. I am more than certain I've been here before. Hello, what's this?
What? I can't see anything. It's too dark.
I'll bring the torch over here. Thanks. Now, what have we got here?
Looks like a bit of broken glass.
Not quite. It's a type of transparent vanadium alloy, usually only found on Gallifrey. That couldn't mean...
Yes, what?
Nothing. Just somewhere I really hope we're not. Let's take a look further, shall we?
Okay. Doctor?
Yes?
Do you really expect to find that Destina girl here?
I don't really know what to expect, Jenny. Tricky thing to think of your future. You never know who or what you'll find. What is it?
I think I found her!
Hang on!
Wait up!
We just want to talk, we won't hurt you!
Unless you pick on his choreography.
Frobisher!
What?
Oh, where'd she go?
In there.
The building? Marbles, come on.
Popcorn! Peanuts!
It's a theater.
Now who's stating the obvious?
Hello? Are you in here? We're not gonna harm you, we just want to talk.
Why?
Pardon?
Well, is it imperative we find her?
Yes! She might know where we are and why she didn't disappear.
Ah, yes. And she could also be the bad guy. Ever hear of the word trapped?
Ever heard of the words jumping to conclusions? I saw the way she was running. That wasn't a run of a villain, but of a scared little girl.
Ah. And are all Time Lords such a perfect judge of character?
She's in the box.
Stay back, evil beings of the night. I am a witch, and I will use my evil magics on you to do, really magical things, so beware!
I beg your pardon?
Don't move! Or I'll zap you into the furthest reaches of infinity, you...
Anachronistic winged mammal with a big nose?
Do not mock me, you mere peasant!
Did you call me pheasant?
I think someone's got their timelines crossed. Very well, impress us with your magic.
Okay, then you asked for it. No, I shan't use my magic on you. Instead, I shall,
While you think about it, let me introduce ourselves. This little fellow here is called Frobisher, and I am known as the Doctor. Oh, I do say, you're right.
Ow! Sorry, you startled me. My name is Destina Lee Sharona. Destina for short. Did you say Doctor?
Well, she's certainly dead. Be dead for a while, too.
Oh, the poor girl. She called to us for help.
I think we may have been a bit too late. That is, of course, if this unfortunate soul is Destina.
You mean it might not be her?
Well, we hardly know what she looks like. For all we know, this could be a completely different person. Of course, the communications equipment she's standing in front of hardly helps her case.
Oh, no.
Oh, have faith, Jenny. Remember, while there's hope, there's life, or something along those lines.
But she needed our help, and we couldn't help her.
We tried, but no matter what we did, we couldn't get here in time. And now we have much more pressing things to do.
Find out what happened to your future self?
Oh, that too, yes, but I was thinking more immediate.
What?
Something killed the young girl here. I don't see any doors around here.
What? You mean it's still here?
Yes!
The Calls for Carol, written by Aaron Turner, starring Aaron Turner as the Doctor, Matthew Kapelke as the Doctor, Corey Kimo as Frobisher, Yana Kildee as Jennifer Langard, and Jennifer Ali as Destina. Incidental music composed by Peter Winks. Title music composed by Howard Richardson. This has been a Crossover Adventures production.